Praise the Lord. In trying to please people doing the work of God, we fall into one temptation or the other. So, our teaching point this morning is overcoming temptation in five simple words. Overcoming temptation in five simple words. Many of us, we fall into temptations. How do we overcome them? Blessings may come in form of disappointment at times. We don't even realize it. I told you a story of somebody who said he prayed to get that job. He prayed sincerely, but the job was eventually given to somebody else. So about 6 months later, about a year later, he said he met the person who got the job. And he said, that job, I actually prayed to get it. And the man told him, look, it's a nice thing you didn't get that job. It was the worst job experience in my life. It was then he realized that no wonder God didn't want to give it to me. How do we overcome these temptations? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14. Overcoming temptations in five simple words. We discover that Joseph was unable to overcome his own. He was not consoled. He cried. Whereas, it is a joyful ending. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Praise the Lord. I was reading a testimony, and a man of God said, in front of my Bible, I have written five simple words that summarize what Paul, another biblical writer, seems to say about the subject of temptation. It is those five simple words that we want to examine this morning. Number one, you must fight. Hello? Fight. We have to battle the temptation. This is not the time for passivity. No. Look at Ephesians 6:11. What did it say? Ephesians 6:11. Technical, please help me. Ephesians 6:11. Put on what? The whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole armor. Armor of truth. Armor of love. Don't hear somebody's story without hearing from the other and quickly judge. Don't even judge people. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, we all fall into that temptation of judging people. We all fall into that temptation of speaking evil words. The Bible says we must do what? We must fight it. Second to the last born of my sister, you know, annoyed me this morning. I won't deceive you. And before I know it, those foul words came out of my mouth. And I called the one that is, you know, not the most elderly, but the one I know that can talk to her. I said, look, I will not dance your role, Labojamo. You know. And he said, Pastor. I said, yes. But when I came back to the church here while praying, God was telling me temptation. That was the word we were preparing about, and see how you fell into it this morning. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. We must fight. Put on the whole armor of... Okay, let's also look at James 4:7. James 4:7. And then 1 Peter 5:8-9. James 4:7. Technical, please. You have to be my... I didn't get the thing prepared on my phone. I was relying on you. Submit yourself, therefore, to who? To God. Resist the devil. And what would happen after that? He will flee from you. Resist him. You know, resist him. Let me give you an example of resistance. You know, trying to flee from adultery and fornication. There was a time I have to come to my senses. I told myself, look, G.O., said that whenever he sins against God again, God, once you know that I'm going to sin against you, take me away. The day I listened to that preaching, I sat down, I began to meditate on it. I told myself, what can I also do to make sure that fornication is no more part of my life? Even this was even after I've become born again. You know, that when I see the opposite sex, I see her as a creation of God, a sister, not somebody that, you know, you start thinking, you know, all those things that Jesus taught about on Sermon on the Mount. And I said, well, I am not Jew. So my own, that God should take me away immediately. That one could be tough. So I said, God, give me 24 hours notice at least. So I told God, I said, God, there's nothing you don't know. You know what is going to happen in the next minute. Once you know that 24 hours to this time, I'm going to fall into the sin of adultery and fornication, and I will not be able to resist it. Take me away 24 hours before the time. So not, my own is not immediately, so that God will have given me how many hours and what? Notice, at least 24 hours notice. It's enough. You know? And God helped me. I was able to resist all. It's one of the reasons that made me never to go to Nigeria for a very long time. Because I know if I should fall into the hands of all those old hands, God will have mercy. Until I know I am strong enough. You know. And lo and behold, to know that God can help. Then this dream came. And this old girlfriend came around. And was asking me to have sex with her. In that dream, I was telling myself, Daddy, you want to die? Daddy, are you going to die? Daddy, you are signing your own death warrant. You want to do it? And lo and behold, that was how I didn't do it. So if we have the mind to resist, God will give us the grace in the mighty name of Jesus. So we must fight. Praise the Lord. And 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9, you know, summarize the whole thing. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom to he may devour. Look at 9. Said, who resist? 1 Peter, are you showing us 9? Okay, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the. So you are not the only one being tempted. But be sober, be what? Be vigilant. Fight the battle. And it shall be well with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, follow. Follow the examples of Jesus Christ. James 4:7 again. James 4:7. We read it before, but bring it back. James 4:7. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will not, he will flee. You know, what did Jesus Christ do? You know, when he resisted, when he was being tempted, he said, Satan, depart from me. And what happened? So let's follow the examples of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:21. For even though hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as example, that you should follow his steps. You know, the preacher said to us, before you do that thing, think, ask yourself, will Jesus do this? That was when I was in workers in training, long time ago. If Jesus will not do it, walk away. Jesus will not lie. Jesus will not, you know, law will not, will not go unloved. Jesus is there to love everybody. Jesus will not backbite. Jesus will not think evil against his neighbor. You know, all those things like that. So when those things are coming, follow the example of who is the author and finisher of our faith. Number three, we have said that one. Flee. Flee. Do not remain in the presence of temptation. Genesis 39:12. Flee. That's number three. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and did what? And fled and got him out. You know. We all know. But please, flee. Look, I don't know this story. I'm sure it is true. A man of God told me that walking in Chicago, you know, her direct boss wanted, knowing fully that the wife is not around, now wanted him to be going out with him. And because of this, he started creating friction at place of work. What did the man do? He ran away. He said he did not even wait for the papers or the so-called write-up to start coming because he knew where the woman was going. He ran away. Flee. Do not remain in the presence of temptation. Flee. Joseph fled. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:22. Quickly. Flee. God will give us the grace to flee in the mighty name of Jesus. Flee also youthful lust. But follow what? Righteousness, faith, charity, peace, as our brother told us this morning. Patience. We then that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. The Bible is urging us. So once that temptation comes, steal this, do this. The Bible says, flee. Flee. Don't wait around. We shall be. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, fellowship. Isolation is the ideal environment for temptation. When you are alone, the mind begins to ruminate all over. But when you fellowship with the community of believers, it is a very safe harbor. Proverbs 13:20 clearly said that. Proverbs 13:20. Quickly. He that walketh with wise men shall do what? Shall be wise. But the companion of fools shall be what? May you not be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. That is why, and how do we fellowship? Look, you might be alone. At that time, that temptation is coming. Be desire to fellowship with the word of God. We have so many manuals that can guide us. Pick the Sunday school. Just revise what was done last Sunday. Pick the word today. Pick open heavens. Pick the daily bread. All these materials are there. Many of us don't open it. Many of us have our Bible in our houses. Pick the Bible right away. Sit down and begin to read. It's a lie. We won't read. Praise the Lord. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number one, fight. Battle that temptation. Number two, follow the example of Jesus Christ. Number three, flee. Number four, fellowship. You know, one area to also flee is to fellowship right away. Take your Bible. Once that evil thought starts coming into your heart, just decide to close your mind and then get your Bible right away and begin to read. Okay, that is not working. Get your, we all have all these computers that we carry about. All these things, there are so many music there, which you must have downloaded. Begin to go to YouTube. Listen to Christian music right away. These are the areas where we can fellowship. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. There was a time I was having just these dreams, you know, evil dreams here and there, and I knew that I have not done what I'm supposed to do. That night, it was just the hymnal book, Redeem Hymnal book that I pick up. And you know, my children, they are not accustomed to hymns. They're asking me, what are you doing, Daddy? But I knew where I was going. To them, it is all this, you know, jump and taka sufi, you know, that is, you know. But that hymn really helped me that night, you know, and brought me back to where I should be. You will not fall in the mighty name of Jesus. Number five, feed on the word of God, like I told you. Feed. Psalm 119:11. Psalm 119 verse 11 is very, very important. Feed on the word of God. I don't want to waste much time today. It's 12 already. You know, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The word of God is very, very important. Like I told you, take the word of God right away. Begin to read. Encourage yourself. There are so many Bible versions now that even tells us the context upon which those words come. Then you can put yourself within that context and begin to meditate. And the Lord will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, is it true that while you are trying to do these things, your heart keeps on going back to that temptation? Yes, it is true. It's not something that you accomplished just in one day. But we have to keep on constantly practicing it, and it shall be well with us as we do this in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Quickly before I close, let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. When we get to them, I want us to read the entire thing. You know, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 31, but it's not, we may not be able to read now. But let's look at 1 Peter 4:10. 1 Peter 4:10, quickly. 1 Peter 4:10. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to one another, as good servants of the manifold grace of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As you have received the gift, as the gift has been given unto you, make sure you minister this gift unto who? One another. Don't keep it to yourself. You see, many of us think that, what if I preach to him and he did not receive it? What if this individual is sick? What if I lay my hand upon him and he did not receive the healing? You see, the mistake we made is that we always think that we are the one to do it. No, the work is God's work. You do what God has instructed you to do and leave the rest to who? To God. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. 5 steps to discovering our spiritual gifts. 5 steps. Quickly. I won't waste much time. No? Because all these things we're talking about, overcoming temptation, if you don't have those spiritual gifts, they are very difficult to know. Very, very difficult. But how can we discover our spiritual gift? Number one, investigation. Spend the discovering. Spend time discovering how God's gifts function and exploring how they benefit the church. Spend time. Spend time. You must investigate. You must involve yourself, number two. Get involved in spiritual activities. That's why I talk about fellowship. Get involved in spiritual activities. Some Christians think that they should wait until they know their gifts. Steering a moving car is much easier than one that is at a dead stop. If a car is moving, when you are steering it, it's easier. But when it's stopped, can you easily move it? No. So that's why I say you must get involved in spiritual matters. You know, let's come together. Let's pray together. When we are to pray on phone, let's join. When we are to meet as fellows, you know, to fellowship in the prayer room, let's be there. It's important we are involved in the thing. Let's interact. 1 Peter 4:10, that's the one we read. Let's also do what? Let's interact, you know. Let's show interest in the things of God. If you don't show interest in the things of God, if you don't listen to sermons, you don't listen to spiritual songs, okay? All these things we're talking about, we've been just mere. You know. Paul said, look, let me tell you one thing. If anybody comes to you and preach anything other than this that we are preaching for you, let that individual be accursed. But how will you know if you do not interact, if you do not investigate by reading the word of God, if you not get yourself involved in the things of God? How will you know if you are not even interested in the things of God? May the God Almighty blow up our mind to be interested in his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Let's be on our feet this morning. Let's be on our feet this morning. Everything we are saying here is Greek to some people. Yeah, it's possible.
overcoming temptation.
Is that not how my heart has? No.
But I want you to pray this morning. I need the grace, O Lord, to overcome every temptation in my life. Temptation will come. Don't let us deceive ourselves. We live in it. We live around it.
A child of God will not commit sin. A child of God can fall into temptation. Like what happened to you this morning I was telling you about. You suddenly find yourself speaking in anger. You suddenly find yourself yelling at your children. You suddenly find yourself speaking foul words. I shouldn't have come. Or you suddenly find yourself cursing because you are angry. Lord Almighty, deliver me from temptation. Go ahead and talk to God this morning. Deliver me, Lord. Everything that will make Satan to come and say, no, you cannot bless this guy. You cannot respect the word of the mouth of this guy. The meditation of his heart cannot come to pass. Lord, deliver me this morning, Lord. Deliver me, deliver me. Let thanksgiving forever overwhelm me, Lord. Let me be able to see why I should give you thanks all the days of my life. And these are the things that bring about all these things that made us to overcome all these temptations we're talking about. 5 simple words. Fight, follow, flee, fellowship, and feed on the word of God. You find it difficult to feed on the word of God, brethren? Put your hand by your chest and say, Lord, have mercy on me this morning. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. That not feeding on the word of God is a sin, brethren. Because you are not asked, that means you are not conversing with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Okay? That means we are not conversing. It is when you open the word of God and then you see, you hear, and then you are able to read the word. That is when you are conversing with the Holy Spirit. Pray, Father, give me the grace to converse with you on a daily basis, to read the word, to fellowship with fellow brethren, to fight the battle, to follow the examples of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will feed on your word all the days of my life. I will feed on your word all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. No, Genesis 6:8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace. He became an exception in the midst of condemnation, in the midst of judgment and destruction. Grace discovered, distinguished Noah, and delivered him. Every turn of my life, I will find grace. Talk to God. Every turn of my life, I shall find grace. When I fall into temptation, Lord, I shall find grace. I shall find grace. Talk to God. I shall find grace.
Father, let your grace be more than enough for me. Let us tell God, Father, I need your grace, Lord. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. In every facet of life, let thy grace be sufficient for me, Lord. The grace to do your will. The grace to feed on your word. Father, give unto me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Give me the grace, abundant grace I desire this morning. Father, Lord, give me the grace, Lord. The grace to follow you to the end. The grace not to mix it. the grace to finish well and to finish strong. Father, release upon me, Lord. Let thy grace be more than enough for me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father. The grace to be the dweller of thy word. Father, I don't want to be the hearer alone. The grace to apply your word into my daily living. Father, give unto me from today. Give me thy grace, Lord. Let thy grace be more than enough for me, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Glory be to your holy name, Lord, for your word is yea and amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.